Get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorward, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Today's guest is Ali Timo, who is a brand strategist and energetic embodiment coach. Ali helps purpose-led entrepreneurs just like you to leverage their energetics, market online, and scale profitable and aligned businesses. In today's episode, we delve into so many juicy topics that I know you're going to love, like how you can start to increase your presence, potency, and profitability in business, how you can find the balance between masculine and feminine flow, and why prioritizing yourself is the key to ultimate presence and more abundance. Sounds good, doesn't it? Let's dive into the episode, and I can't wait to hear what your favorite takeaways are. Hey, Ali, welcome to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I am so happy to have you here joining me today.
Oh, thank you. It's so lovely to be here with you.
First up, can you share with listeners a bit of a glimpse into your world and the work that you do?
Yeah. So the work that I do, I'm a brand strategist and energetic embodiment coach. So I help women build and grow sustainable businesses, but while doing it in alignment with who they are, their energy, their unique way of doing things. So I feel like so often we're told that business should be run a specific way or follow this formula, and then you're going to reach success and all of these strategies. And like, strategy is so important to grow your business. But if you're not doing it with like in alignment with your own unique energy, then you're going to end up feeling like frustrated, burnt out, all that kind of stuff. So I kind of merge both worlds of what I would say is like masculine energy and feminine energy into one juicy goodness.
That sounds so good. And what inspired you to get into energetics? Was there like a particular story or a moment in your journey where you went, hang on, there's something here that I want to delve into a little bit more?
Well, definitely like before I did business mentorship, brand management, brand strategy, I was a life coach before that for 3 years. So for me, what drew me to life coaching was really reaching like my own rock bottom in my depression, my anxiety, and just reaching a moment where I was just became so committed to change. And so it was like through that process of just like learning personal development, discovering myself, growing my own awareness of who I am and how I function best. And then it really, I guess like reached a different point when I discovered human design. So I discovered human design in 2018. So by that time I had two kids. My youngest, my son was like 6 months old at that time. And for a while I kind of discounted human design. I was like, oh, it's great. I'm going to learn a little bit about myself. I'm not going to really change anything or do anything with it. But got to a point where I realized that I could really integrate this. And if I integrated it, what would happen? Like approaching it from a space of curiosity. And it was just so game changing for me. So I think it's to answer the question, it was like always some kind of yearning and pull and desire to know myself deeply. And then just all of these different scenarios kind of coming together and making it all happen.
That's so fascinating. And I've had a guest on previously and we chatted about human design, and that episode went off. I had so many people writing to me going, oh my goodness, I've never heard about this before and this sounds so interesting, or people who had heard about it but sort of had the same feeling as you, like, oh yeah, like it's not going to be that life-changing. And I think it's interesting because sometimes people might have a human design reading. I don't know if that's the right word to say, but it doesn't really align with how they're actually showing up in the world at that time so they can really have some resistance to it. So I think that's really interesting how you've leaned into that. And I'd love to delve into that a little bit more. And you mentioned that you have some little ones, which is very sweet. And I'd love to know, like, how have you found, because I know I've got a lot of listeners who are either mamas or they're mamas to be, and they're trying to figure how is this going to work and how can I grow a really abundant business? How have you found that prioritizing yourself in business has been important for you?
Prioritizing myself in business, and I mean, and in life, not just in business, but in my life, has been the most profound and impactful thing that I could possibly do. So for context, my daughter just turned 7 and my son is 4. When I found Human Design in 2018. So my daughter was like 3, my son was 6 months, and I was trying to grow this business and side hustle it or whatever, just nap times in the evening, whatever. And just so riddled with anxiety because I was at home with the kids all the time. And how was I going to do this? So there was a couple of things, and it really depends on where women are at in their motherhood journey. But for me, it was like really recognizing the season that I was in. What were my actual priorities with like deep certainty? I know my business is going to be successful. I know that I'm going to have all of my dreams come true. I don't know when it's going to happen. And I don't need to know when it's going to happen. I just know that when I'm present in my life and aligned with what my priorities actually are, it's all going to work out. That gave me a lot of like gentleness and compassion and really helped me to not move into that zone of hustle. And then also realizing that, oh, the way I take care of myself, I can do that with my kids. I can dance with my kids, and that's my source of joy and play. I can meditate with my kids. I can scream into a pillow if I need to like let out my anxiety with my kids. And it doesn't have to be this like separate thing. And then ultimately knowing that when I win, everyone wins. So when I prioritize myself, everybody gets to benefit. I don't have to be the martyr anymore. And that was that perspective shift was like to me.
I feel like that's such a big one. When I win, everyone wins. Like, and you can apply it for so many things. Like if you're, I don't know, feeling guilty about doing a Pilates class at lunchtime. Like, I feel like even if you just said that to yourself, you're like, if I do this, then I'm winning the day. And so are my clients and my family and everyone else who I show up for. So I love that. That's such a good saying. I feel like as well, when we're present, we become more potent. And I'd love to know, like, what does potency in your business look like? Because I think this is a real thing that we can sometimes struggle with when we've got to-do lists, we've got people demanding our time, and we're feeling really stretched. How do you really show up with potency in your business?
Well, first, I don't stretch myself. So I don't allow myself to get to that space. So again, for context, in Human Design, I'm a projector. So I'm not sure if you like remember, I know your energy type, but as a projector, like I'm a non-energy type, and burnout is a pattern of mine. So I'm very conscious that that can happen. And that's a very real thing for me. And knowing that, I do everything possible to avoid it. And I know that when I take care of myself or book a weekend away or whatever, that that actually fuels my business. And I've seen like the evidence of that. And like that to me is being present in your life. So if you think about the three different pillars of like what would make a successful business, you have your presence, which increases your potency. And then the inevitable is your profitability. So when you're so present and alive in your life, then everything you do comes from a place of potency. You know, you're not doing work just to get it done. You're doing work because it lights you up and it fuels you. You're not launching or creating offers because you feel like you have to, or you're trying to figure out what sells. You're doing it from this like pure soul-driven place. And people feel that when you're embodied in that way, like you just are potent. You don't have to try. It just is.
I love that. What do you think? You mentioned profitability, which I feel like is a big topic in itself. What do you feel like that circles back to?
I think it's just like the inevitable outcome. And this is a really interesting conversation because especially in the online space and especially in the coaching space, there can be a lot of focus on income and money. And not that that is bad or negative in any kind of way, but I've seen, you know, with my clients who've hit 30K months, they're like, I hit this 30K month and now my income dipped. How do I do it again? And then I ask the question, well, did you even like the month when you hit that 30K? Did you even enjoy it? Were you feeling joyful in your life? No, I was feeling anxious and overwhelmed and I actually hated it. It's like, well, you're going to sabotage yourself every single time because you think that in order to hit 30K, you have to be anxious, overwhelmed, burnt out in order to do it. So you're going to do everything that you can to not feel that. So let's go back to feeling present in your life, which will lead into feeling potent in everything that you're doing. And then your profitability, your income is just the certain outcome. Because there's two ways to, you know, increase your profitability in your business. You can burn yourself out. It's not like those tactics don't work. They work. That's why we've been doing them for so long. But when you earn money from an aligned place, it just hits different, you know?
I feel like that is so juicy. And I can even see, like, to be totally honestly and imperfect, like I feel like I'm really in that place in my own business at the moment. It's like I've built the business. So I run a marketing and PR agency as well as the podcast. And I've been growing that business for, I think it'll be 7 years this year. So it's quite a while. And obviously over those years, I have had certain ways of doing things. You know, I feel like when you get started, you've got so much like oomph, you've got so much momentum. You can just like throw everything at it and you've got that energy behind you. But when you're 7 years in, I don't know what it is, but you're just like, I just don't have that anymore. Like I cannot push myself to those lengths. And to be honest, I refuse to do it because I know there's a better way. But I feel like I'm in a real position of, okay, how do I want to grow this business more sustainably with more potency, more presence? And I want to increase that profitability from that place rather than from that like old patterns and beliefs and that sort of thing. So I think I know exactly what listeners are feeling if they're in that place at the moment. And it can be a real struggle of like, well, do I go down the old worn out path that is like, I know it works, but it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Or do I try something new? And I think what comes up for me when you're looking to try something new, you have to have a level of trust in the unknown. Like, I feel like that's a big thing. It's like there's no certainty really that either way is going to work, but especially a totally new way that you've never really tried before.
And with that uncertainty, you're bound to like feel energetically really wobbly. And so it's like having to sit in that uncertainty and in that wobble combined with that trust of like, but I know that I'm making the aligned moves because I refuse to feel like that anymore. And I know that if I make the aligned moves, maybe some things will crumble away, but it's because they weren't aligned to begin with. I've had that experience in my own business where there are just things that it didn't feel like clean energy and it didn't feel aligned. So things had to like crumble away. And then I was like, this is like a dip in my income. I need to fill this space. I need to go and do this thing. And then I was like, wait, okay, no. What if I'm just meant to like figure out my thing, figure out what feels potent to me and not have to like rush or, you know, move into that zone of like the trauma response, that fight or flight, that survival. It's almost like starting that business 7 years ago was like that because you started the business. You're like, I'm going to do everything possible to make it work. I'm going to survive and I'm going to thrive, you know, and you just hustle and go until you realize, oh, wait, maybe I could do something a little bit different.
And I love how you mentioned the crumbling because I feel like last year for me was that. It was, I had so much awareness around what didn't light me up, what felt really icky. Like I can almost feel the feeling in my body of how it felt to work with certain clients and to do certain things in my business. And I knew that they needed to crumble away and I took the steps for that to happen. But that was also really difficult because yes, it meant a dip in income. It meant like being okay with that and stepping into the new. So I know what that crumbling feels like. And I'd love to know what would your tips be for anyone who's in that space where they know where they're going and they believe that it's possible for them, but they're in that real like energetic wobbly place at the moment? How can they sort of ground into themselves? What sort of tips do you have around that?
Some of it definitely relates back to human design. I find like knowing my human design is very helpful in knowing my authority. So in knowing my authority and in human design, that's essentially like the way that your body makes decisions, right? So mine is my splenic authority. So it's very intuition based. For the majority of the planet, it's probably that sacral authority, which is that classic gut instinct that like, it's a very clear response. And trusting that your body holds all of wisdom. If you kind of go down the rabbit hole of human design, you'll learn that nobody is designed to make decisions from their mind. And it's our mind that always wants to control everything. So your mind's trying to be like, what's the most logical step? What's this? What's this? And like your ego comes into play. You're like, I got to get that income back, or I have to do this. Is this okay that this is crumbling? What if this means that I'm failing? You spiral really, really easily. But when you come into your body, and this is the piece where the energetic embodiment comes into play, because when you're embodied, you're grounded, you feel supported. Tapping into your body could look like meditation, like classic meditation, where you're sitting and you're connecting maybe like to the universe, to the divine, to your particular guides. It could just be the act of mindful breathing. It could be dancing. So much of the time I find women just are meant to move, you know, and then we're stuck behind the computers or on our phones trying to figure out what's what. And it's like, if you just like danced, you would feel a lot more joy in your body and you'd be able to make clear decisions. Like you give yourself that spaciousness. So I think so much of the time we're trying to control all of the answers, but if we just learn to play a little bit more, then I feel like that trust is easier to run with.
I feel like the dancing one is such a good one. Like whenever I'm feeling really stuck or really like just cramped, like when you sit at your desk all day, you just feel stiff. And I think what I will say about dancing is like, it doesn't have to look good. And if you haven't danced in a while, it's probably going to feel really awkward. And that is totally okay. Like I saw this, I was on Instagram and this meme came up and it was this guy like dancing in front of the mirror, just going crazy. And he was on his own. And at the top, it said what it looks like when introverts are left on their own.
As a fellow introvert, I relate.
He was just like busting out the moves, like totally feeling himself. And I just burst out laughing on the couch. Whereas I feel like my partner is slightly more extroverted than me and he just totally didn't get it. And I was like, all my introverts will totally understand.
Like, just let me be unleashed.
Yeah. I just found it so funny. I was like, people think that introverts are really quiet and really shy, but I feel like when they're left on their own, like they're kind of the best people. So yeah,
even just like their people, it's like the quality over quantity, you know?
Totally. If you want to look like that meme, go for it. And I think so, like I said, it doesn't have to be perfect. It can be totally imperfect dancing, but I feel like especially as women, we need to move. I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts would be, but sort of, do you think that helps to step more into that feminine side of ourselves? And do you think that that's also something that's really important? Like, how do you find that the masculine and feminine comes into play when we are in a place where maybe our energetics are a bit out of balance?
Yes, I feel like it does help us tap into that feminine. I feel like there's the other layer of like, if you were to look at your human design chart and see your energy centers and see where you're absorbing energy, that movement helps to release that energy. So it's also like an energetic release practice. But when it comes to kind of balancing that masculine feminine energy, that's something that I've been personally playing with, I don't know, for the past year and a half. And specifically, I find in my business, I am very much in my masculine energy. I'm, you know, managing multiple brands. I'm doing a lot of content creation when like the creativity is more like flowy and feminine, but there's a lot of systems and there's a lot of strategy, and that's very heavy in the masculine. So in my marriage, I've really played with like, how deeply can I really move into my feminine energy and then allow my husband to embrace his divine masculine? And the divine masculine is like very nurturing. It wants to like take care of you. So really letting him lead in so many ways, and then having me like lean back and let myself be taken care of. And, you know, there's all sorts of really fun ways that can play out sexually as well.
And I think that's so interesting that you say that, because I was actually having this conversation with my partner the other day, and I was saying how I said, I'm curious on, like, I was sort of asking him what his thoughts were around it. And I was saying how I feel very supported by him. Like, he is definitely the masculine, but he's also, he's masculine in a way that I never really had modeled to me growing up. So it's very interesting because he's definitely got that more nurturing, softer type of masculine energy about him. But because he has that, it allows me to fully be in my feminine and just feel really supported, which I think is really beautiful. But I also know that a lot of women don't have that, or they don't have maybe a partner, or they're in a space in their life where they don't feel really supported. So how can they find that for themselves if maybe they're in that space at the moment?
I think like anything, it's like, you're never going to find happiness in someone else. It's you find your happiness within yourself. So if there's things that you feel like there's a void or something that you're missing, it's like, where are you not meeting your own needs? Because there's certain things, even in my marriage, right, that weren't naturally, he just like naturally did or picked up. Like, I also had to communicate really clearly what I wanted. There's a huge process of stepping in your own power and claiming what you want and then going and doing the thing. So if it's that you want to invoke more sensuality, like, you don't need a partner for that. You can do that on your own. You can dance to a really sensual song, and you can have that be like a really beautiful morning practice. So there's all sorts of little ways that you can kind of anchor into that feeling. And if that's a feeling that you desire more of, and you have those, what I would call like anchor points throughout your day, you're the point of attraction in your life at all times, right? So if you're anchoring into that, you're attracting more of it, and you're not needing it from a place of like, I need to fill this void. You're just like, I desire this, so it's mine.
That sounds so good.
It's like easier said than done, for sure. There's definitely a level of like, yeah, there's a whole journey in there. I always recommend someone to get like some support along with that too. Like, just anything. I feel like sometimes when you're so in your process, it's hard to see that higher ground, which is why mentorship is so valuable, right?
Definitely. And if listeners are tuning in and they're thinking, okay, this is something I want to focus on and I do need some support around this, what sort of offerings do you have that you can help guide people a little bit more through this journey?
I definitely have like pop-up masterminds that are focused on a particular topic. So I just wrapped up a mastermind that was called Unbound, and it was really about unleashing like the wild woman within you. So it was in part business building, but it was also, how do you feel completely and totally fully expressed? And that's everything that I do. So every offer that I would release always has that element of business, but also infusing it with your energy, your own self-expression. If someone would be interested in like just diving in this particular one piece in their life, definitely have like Voxer support or one-on-one coaching or something would be a really potent space to just really dive in and unpack everything.
I love that. And as your final message to listeners, I would love to know, what do you think women, especially the women that you work with, is there a common theme or a message that you would really love to share with them at the moment to help them really step into that wild woman who's unleashed, who's in her full potency, who's anchoring into herself? What message would you love to share with women? today?
Yeah, I think the most beautiful thing about every woman that I connect with is I can so easily see their power, their potency, what their gifts are, their strengths, their resiliency. And even if I were to look at your human design chart, that's all I would see was all of your potential. And to know that you have all of this potential that burns inside of you and you can light that spark. Like, you are powerful enough to be, have, and do anything that you want. And just to know how wildly possible that is. And when you move in that possibility with complete and total trust and certainty, absolute magic unfolds. And I think that sometimes women, often we don't give ourselves enough credit. You know, it's easy for us to look at another woman and be like, oh my gosh, look at her. She's amazing, or she's really outgoing. Look how extroverted she is. She's successful. She's whatever. And how often do we not turn the mirror back on ourselves and see that in ourselves? And when we do, when that spark is lit, we're completely and totally unstoppable. That's like the ultimate magnetism.
Amazing. And I feel like to add to that, what I would say to listeners is you're only really ever one decision away from stepping into that. Like, it's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be this massive grand plan that you have to sort of tick off all the boxes straight away. Like, it's literally one decision that you have to make, or one change, or one tweak. It could be, I'm going to work with you on something, or, you know what, I'm going to finally step into this, or I'm going to make the decision to trust and I'm going to take that one step. And I think what holds a lot of women back is they think, I have to have it all figured out. And it all has to be perfect, and I have to have it all together, and it all has to work. But really, it doesn't. And it's just choose that one thing that you can do to step more into this, because I feel like it's so damn worth it.
Yes, I absolutely love that. I always say, you don't need to move mountains, you just need to move. And that's the whole point. We're all living this human experience. Not everybody has it figured out, but you don't need to. Like, that's the joy, that's the fun of it.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I have loved this chat with you so much.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm just so grateful to have this chance to talk to you. This is awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I will pop all of your links in the show notes so that listeners can come over and connect with you and hear more about the amazing work you're doing in the world as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love if you could leave a review or share a screenshot to Instagram and tag @honestlyimperfectpodcast so that I can pop on over and say hello. I can't wait to connect with you again soon.